Good morning. 7:55 a.m., June the 6th, 2017. I has new boots. I stole my walking time yesterday morning to go to Red Wing Shoes here in Greeley. And Mr. Derek Perez took excellent care of me this morning, yesterday morning. I tried on a couple different styles. One that was very much like the book of boot I was needing to trade in. On the other, a little sturdier, a little more rugged. Both waterproof, although the pair I'm wearing now is more waterproof. In large part because it's taller. We've got ankle support in these boots. I'm not sure I actually need them. Somebody pointed out I could probably just do with a pair of regular walking shoes. But I really like having the solidity of a hiking boot. If I step a little bit sideways on something, the boot gives me a lot more support than like a regular walking shoe or tenny runner or something like that. At least I assume they do, because actually I've never walked in a real purposefully built walking shoe. But yeah, I slipped my feet into these and it was a little hug for my foot. So I'm very pleased. They're brown. I take a picture, but then I have to stop recording. They're high tops. And they come with a really good warranty, so I guess it would be a warranty. So if they need to be, you know, if they need some minor repair, they need shoelaces, they need to have the waterproofing redone. I don't know if it extends to soles or not. I don't remember. But when I get home, I have to look up and see if I made a notation when I got the last pair of boots. Which is quite a while ago now. My wife found the pair of boots that I wore before the last pair. Tucked away. She made me throw them away. They weren't waterproof. They weren't. The soles were pretty well worn off. They were actually not in as bad a shape as the ones that I just took off. In terms of the sole, I had great chunks of sole missing from the boots that I just recycled. But these are great. They're stiff. God, they're so stiff. It's going to take a while to get them broken in. But a few mornings. By this time next week, I may not even notice. I did learn I take a 9.5 D. So yeah, it was a great experience. It was a little bit pricey, but you know, if I had gone and over to REI and got a pair of Salomons or something like that, it would have been just as much. Lady with her dogs here, let me give her room. Good morning.
You're just too excited.
Two large dogs, and they're giving her a run for her money. And of course, we meet right at the morning's busiest intersection. So yeah, I did my morning walk yesterday on the treadmill when I got home. It was too late. It was too hot. It's 8 o'clock. It's already too hot now. Eight oh two. It says 60 degrees, but it feels a lot hotter when you get in the sun. And that last half mile before I turn the recorder on is right in the rising sun. It's shining on my back for the half mile, which is, in the wintertime, it's pretty cool. Except, of course, the sun's not up far enough to be out of the tree line by then. In the summer, I don't really need any additional heat. See if I can find this rhythm again. Outside, I walk a little bit faster than I do on the treadmill. The treadmill is not. Treadmill has a few problems in terms of walking fast enough. 3 miles an hour on the treadmill with a little bit of an incline. That's about as much as I can deal with. I work up a good sweat. Takes me 40 minutes to go 2 miles. So yeah, okay, close enough. So yeah. I try to keep my head back, looking forward, instead of down at my shoes. Say it with me, blog post. Yeah, just the shade. So yeah, I finished the latest 30-day module in Headspace last night. I think the next The next unit I have queued up is balance. That's 129, 130 days. In a row. Shoot for 180. I think I get a coupon at 180 days. So today's Tuesday. It's a sprinkler day for people who live on the even side of the street. I'm having a difficult time keeping my pace this morning. I don't blame the shoe, I blame my brain. Okay, so I was having trouble the other day. Could use a little bit of that breeze to come back. It's still up there, but it's coming out of the north, so it's behind houses and trees and stuff. It's being obstructed. That was soggy. The sprinklers are picking up just a bit of the breeze and blowing their back spray off onto the sidewalk. Tail crackle. I don't know if he's buzzing me because I'm too close to his nest or what. I got to plug my portable rig back in. It just occurred to me. The Chromebook running Linux did a masterful job while I was away. It's definitely a tool to use when there are other tools that aren't available. But it was easy to carry, it was easy to use. I inadvertently wiped out my Linux installation, but even on the hotel Wi-Fi, it was easy to reinstall. I got it going again. And I worked like a top, a real champ, an ace if you go to me. But it's been sitting in my bag since I got home. I gotta get it out of the bag and get it plugged in again. It's shut off, but I don't know how long that battery will last while it's shut off even. Okay, yeah, these boots are rigid. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not, you know, taking them out for the first time on a 10-mile hike up at the mountains. Because they do need to get a little more broken in. Feeling a little pinchy in places right at the moment. Not to be too surprised by that, given that they're fresh out of the box. I warmed around a little bit yesterday, ran a couple chores, but this is the first time they have been out for a serious walk. I have a pair of Reeboks that I wear on the treadmill. I think I need to replace them. They're not terribly comfortable. Maybe by the time I get 100 miles on them, they'll be broken in a little bit. The sole will be worn down a little bit, and I can actually justify replacing them with something a little more fitting to my feet. Here I am, at the back gate, the point where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.